from the Dish Nation.
Usher was just honored by the city of Atlanta, and he talked to your sister, and that's coming up.
And later, the cast of the new series Bold and Bougie joins us here in the studio.
Plus, dishing with us today, honey, my friend and Bell Collective star, Miss Tambree Sharif.
Yes! Thanks for having me back. Okay, Tanner, what's up first?
Okay, check this out. Ayo Adebiri, who stars on the show The Bear, recently hosted Saturday Night Live, okay? And Jennifer Lopez was the musical guest. You would think this would be amazing. Well, when this was announced, the internet started interneting, you know how we do, and found Ayo's 2020 appearance on a podcast about scams where she said J-Lo's singing career is a long scam and that J-Lo can't sing. Now, that could have made things real awkward, but J-Lo just revealed to Variety how they cleared the air before the show. Tamra, will you tell us what J-Lo said?
Okay, she says she came to my dressing room and apologized with tears in her eyes. She felt really badly and loved my performance because we had just done my sound check and she actually got to hear me perform. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I just want to point out Ayo is an Emmy-winning actress, mm-hmm. okay? Oh, so she definitely put on a performance with them tears. Mm-hmm. Second of all, she did not lie because J-Lo is Ashanti stunt double. Ooh. And third of all, I know you ain't bragging about making a black girl cry during Black History Month.
Oh, I don't think she was bragging about that
yeah.
part. But she did have enough time to actually become a better performer from the time she made that comment and then. Because there That's used true. To be rumors around the industry about so she wasn't singing on all those tracks. So she was coming from a real place when she said what she said.
So you gonna sit here and lie and talk about J-Lo got a good voice?
You didn't hear what I said if that's what your takeaway was.
Hold on a second. Pump the brakes.
You weren't listening. We're both in.
I just want thing to be clear right now. Jennifer Lopez, I know you're watching right now.
I think
you sing amazing. And I would never, ever rat you out like these people on the stage right here.
She learned how to act then hanging with Puffy. That's how she wow.
That's a good point. Wow. Very good point.
It's so funny games that like Ben Affleck comes to the parking lot yeah. dressed as Batman. Whooping our ass.
He's got that Dunkin' Donuts and a mat.
It all starts with the slam of a car door.
We love.
Oh my God. What would y'all do if y'all ever had to do SNL with somebody you badmouth? I know for me, if I was to ever host SNL with Jonathan Majors, that man would not let me on stage. Let me tell you, I made a joke today. I said, if you say Coretta three times, Jonathan Majors gonna appear.
It's like the new Candyman. And the crazy thing is, you won't be able to outrun him. You saw the tape.
He's very fast.
Everybody, it's time for Dish Debate.
So, y'all know Beyonce just dropped a couple country songs on Sunday. Well, when a fan requested Texas Hold'em, a country station in the small town of Ada, Oklahoma, refused to play it. And of course, the Beehive accused them of being racist. Mm. Then, the station replied, saying at first, they didn't know she had a country song. And when they found out, they had a hard time getting it because they're a small station. But they finally did, and now they're playing it. So, what do you think? The country station should play this song or not? Because
no.
big station, small station, you have the internet.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And you can download the clean version off of YouTube.
Right.
Here's the thing. Okay, so Ada, Oklahoma is about 2 hours from my hometown, Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
Broken Bow.
Not Broken Back, Gary, I swear.
Oh, I thought you said Broken Back.
I thought you said Broke Back, too.
No. Broken Bow, like bow and arrow.
Oh, okay. Broken Bow.
When people from these areas, and I'm one of them, when people from these areas are like, we don't get everything down here, they mean it.
They really, truly mean it.
Information does not pierce into the middle
there.
No, I'm telling you the
they
stone
got
cold
the
truth.
Super Bowl. She dropped the damn thing during the Super Bowl. They knew she was doing country music.
I'm trying to tell you right now, they probably didn't know.
And it's a great song. I actually like the song.
What if this is a play and then Beyonce's about to win Country Album of the Year?
Is it possible.
You think this is a scheme that Todd set up? Like how when her husband came on that stage and was like, y'all still haven't given my wife Album of the Year. Yeah. So you think the scheme is to do country and that's how she's finally gonna get the Album of the Year?
Yeah, but to me, that's all just stupid. All that going this way and doing this to get there. That's just like me saying, well, honey, since I can't get an award being gay, let me go straight.
Why not? Why not? Straight people do it all the time.
And I don't think they give straight awards out.
Then Brokeback Mountain boys, they wasn't gay. They were straight in real life. And they got Oscars for that.
They took a job from you.
Do you realize?
You could have been breaking your back in that mountain.
No, I broke my damn back.
But the straights went there and they got Oscars. What did you get? You've been breaking your back all your life and you ain't getting no damn
Well, moving on, child. That's right, Jesse. As we reported, honey, y'all, Usher, honey, is married again. Now, it went down, honey, on Sunday at a Las Vegas wedding drive-thru, and his mama baby was the witness. Ooh. Now, People Magazine has the exclusive photos, so take a look.
So cute.
Really cute. So beautiful.
It's a marquee year for that brother. If you want to see more photos, go check out the new issue of People, available on newsstands nationwide tomorrow or seemorepeople.com. And speaking of Usher, our girl Jessie was able to chop it up with him at the Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame, where Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens presented him with the Emblem and the Phoenix Award, which is the city's highest honor that recognizes outstanding service in the city. Check it out.
All right, I'm standing here next to the king of R&B.
No.
The king of music, period.
There you go.
The king of Super Bowl, the king of Las Vegas, Mr. Usher Raymond. How does it feel to be the king of the most watched Super Bowl of all time?
You know what? I'm just taking one compliment at a time to be a proud recipient of this amazing, you know, Black Entertainment Walk of Fame moment.
Well, you know what? I know that you're the king of the Super Bowl. You're king of the music. Do you know that while you're being inducted here on the Walk of Fame, do you know that Haitians have inducted you as an honorary Haitian as well?
Oh, they sock my say.
Napoule, you know, Usher Raymond, like, you are the king of Haiti. Like, what do you say to Haitians who see you as an inspiration as well?
You know what? And to be an inspiration, period, to anyone, I've always been loved by the Haitian community, and I love them just as much. I'm a people person and love people. You know, for the 9-year-old child that one day, you know, had this vision and now I'm living that reality, I hope that I'm speaking to that same 9-year-old who is a young Haitian or Black boy who is living in a world who might sometimes be conflicted and he may not necessarily understand how to find his way. But he can.
Thank you so much for talking to us here at Dish Nation, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
You know what, though? It's so funny because it's been a long-standing rumor that he's Haitian. Ooh. Like, yeah, really? Like, in our community, people always say, oh, Usher Raymond, that's a Haitian name. So it was funny for him to catch that and say sac passé. I thought that was so cool. His wife was there as well, L.A. Reid. I mean, the whole Atlanta showed up, and it was just so nice to see him get honored like that.
Yeah, he deserves it.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, I have a question. How did he smell? Like, could you smell the fineness?
Honestly, I was so nervous. I was like, oh, my God, I just want to jump this man bones. But you know what? No, I ain't going to do it while I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
She's such a tramp.
I got a professional at work. But no, Usher is so fine. Mm.
You go jump bones in front of his wife, his new wife, finished talking about?
I mean, they be doing, Alicia did it at the Super Bowl.
No, he did it to Alicia.
He is, like, amazing looking. He's amazing to be around. And it's just great, like, seeing him, like, 30 years in and still being able to be that dope.
And on fire.
And on fire, no comparisons. Like, it just was amazing.
So you should have left a scent behind so he could remember you.
Oh, he is married, Gary.
You just said
it was just a day, though.
Well, next up, honey, y'all, we chat with the fabulous ladies of the new reality show, Bold and Bougie. So come right back. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
So now, as you can see, honey, the couch is full, baby, because we've got the cast of the new WE TV reality show, Bold and Bougie. Ooh. Now, dish it with us, honey. Hello, queens. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Yes, baby. All right, y'all. Now, it's a bunch, y'all. I mean, a bunch of y'all, honey. So from left to right, let's go down the line and tell the congregation your name.
I am Tamika Foster Raymond.
Princess Banton Lofters.
Malaysia Pargo.
Goshay Hawkins.
Period.
So, you know, there's a lot of anticipation about the show. So what can we expect on the first season of Bold and Bougie?
Ooh. I want to take that one.
You're going to see some shade.
Okay. Oh.
Hello.
Definitely going to see some shade.
That first episode was shady.
No.
It was good, though. It was great. Okay. It was great. Okay. But, yes. You know, shade is there.
I thought it was fun. I thought thought it was really funny.
All right, y'all, so I want to know out of the whole cast, y'all, who is the most bold and who is the bougiest?
Ooh. Esther? I don't know.
Bougie.
Yeah, Mr. Meek is kind of bougie.
And who are you?
I think I'm pretty bold. I thought I'd be more bold.
I feel like, come on, like, when y'all were down in Aspen, you came with the furrow.
But that was just bold.
Okay.
That was just bold.
Okay.
Well, it seems like fur would be a logical choice in a snowy place.
The snowy place was in our backyard.
It was a pool party.
Oh, a pool party with the fur on?
Right there.
Yo, that's OD bougie, yo.
That's what I'm saying. When it was Aspen. Well, that was the theme.
Yes.
All right, so, Princess, you've been standing on business out here for a minute now. Many don't know that you are part of one of the most historic franchises of Housewives. The Housewives of Atlanta. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have it. So, like, how is it from you going from behind the scenes to the front?
I really wanted to put a face to Black female creatives. Mm. So the fact that people don't know, I think as the years went on, people started writing their own stories and, you know. And so I said, let me just clear this up once and for all. And get on a show where I can show my personality, but also talk about that and you know, just kind of, but it was a ride, honey.
But Princess, why can't you create a show called The Real Queens of Atlanta? Cause that's a lie.
Yes. So you can put Gary on it.
Unlimited supply of cast members.
P.S. I will be calling you.
So who would you see on it, Gary? Let's talk about that.
Pitch me the cast, Gary. Who, honey?
Besides me, who else?
Who else? God, that's it.
Lawrence, right, Miss Lawrence?
Yeah, Miss Lawrence.
All right.
Princess, get to start it up.
Get that extra check. Now, you was talking about making money behind the scenes, and Tamika, you've been styling Hollywood's elite for years. Now, Gary walks in every day with very eclectic fashion choices. Is it safe to say that Gary is good with his fashion choices, or could he use an assist?
He's right here. So that's not fair. He's right here.
We speak about him like he's a Jedi ghost. You know, like,
I think he's fabulous, honey.
You know what? And my thing is, so these girls dress like they, honey, just rolled out the bed. I don't do that.
So here's the thing. I tend to think that less is more. You know what I mean? And so sometimes you may have some questionable things. Occasionally. Let me get to the rest of it. It gets better. Let me get to the back. Why would you ask me this?
That's
wrong.
Bad.
And I love Gary.
Go ahead, Tamika Taylor. You know, I got thick skin.
So sometimes some things are questionable. And there's some color combinations that I don't personally, I wouldn't put on my clients. That's all. And so
you see, she's not a colorful person. Yeah. I love color because I'm bipolar.
Like, I just don't like black with a lot of colors.
What did you say?
I'm bipolar.
Oh.
Bipolar.
Well, see, definitely don't ask me that question sitting next to a man. Well, I'm sorry.
I feel like you can be one of our castmates because, listen, we said live your life unapologetically, and you're
and
doing
that's
that.
That's what I do.
So,
exactly.
Yes, you're fabulous. Okay.
Thank you, Malaysia.
So we're voting you in.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, y'all, we've got so much more with the ladies of WeTV's Bold and Bougie, so stay right there. We'll be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, and we're back, and we have the cast of WeTV's new show, Bold and Bougie, in the house. Yay. Now, things are just starting to get spicy, and speaking of spice, Gaucher, you have a yummy breakfast bar right here in the ATL, right?
Absolutely.
And if you had to label everybody up here as a seasoning based on their attitude, what would it be?
Let's see.
Jalapeno cheddar.
Okay.
Chili flakes.
Ooh.
Black pepper.
What? She said you take
paprika.
What's going on? Right? That's all.
Because I was getting ready to say something else, so paprika.
I knew you were going to say paprika. But I know that was the safe one.
Salt.
No.
Himalayan, at least.
Gold flakes.
Okay.
I'm going to pick the one that I want.
I was about to say dark and lovely.
Dark and lovely brown sugar. Here we go.
She gave me one that stinks. I'm like, damn, jalapeno and cheddar.
Yeah, your attitude.
It's flavorful, though.
Yeah, that's why.
It tastes good, but it don't smell good.
Season on everything.
Switching gears, y'all. Now, I know we all know, honey, that the Super Bowl recently happened, and we all love football because I love football, and I know y'all love football too, even though I don't know that much about football.
You don't know.
So, but Tamika, your ex-husband just happened to be hosting this year's Super Bowl.
Did he?
Yeah, and did not only did he do a great job, he got married. So how do you feel? I mean, did you give a gift? Did you send a gift?
Can't even.
Gary. Now, I'm so happy for them. Yeah, I'm happy for them. I didn't send a gift. I didn't know in advance to send a gift, but yeah, it seemed fast or something.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. We love Usher and stuff, honey. He likes to get married, we see. So, but
that's good to keep up your hobbies and everything. Just keep them all going. Nice. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all go to the wedding? Anybody go to the wedding?
No, it was
in Vegas.
Was
there.
Well, you were at the Super Bowl. Was the what did you think about the performance?
It was amazing. It was amazing. I mean, it was nothing, you know, that I wouldn't have expected. He's a great performer, a consummate professional. So, yeah, it was great. Top notch.
Amazing job. Well, ladies, we want to congratulate you guys on the first season of Bold and Bougie. Thank you so much. You know what? I have a question. Yes. If you want to describe the first season of this show with one word, what would it be?
Inspiring.
Hilarious.
I think it's very funny.
So are you.
Something different.
Okay, different.
We here for it.
Yeah. Well, everybody, make sure that you guys catch Bold and Bougie on WeTV premiering tonight. And stay right here for more Dish after the break.
Hey.
Thank you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. And we're busy.
Hey.
Now, Jason Kelce stopped by the Big Podcast with Shaq and talked about the pros and cons of fame that comes with his brother Travis getting with Taylor Swift. Check this out.
It's crazy what it opens up opportunity-wise. It has its drawbacks, for sure. I mean, you know way more than I do. And Travis knows way more than I mean, he had to move. He had to completely move out of his house, right?
Wow.
And the first day he moved into the new house.
They knew where he was already.
A gated community. Somebody knocks on the back door, a window of the house.
Wow.
Beautiful.
It just take one sloppy person to let some details fly next thing you know, especially in these days and times of Google Earth. You know what I'm saying? Where you can look up anything.
That didn't happen when you was with Kayla Nicole.
It sure didn't.
Have y'all ever dated thugs and y'all didn't have to move because people was after them?
Oh!
Well, it's usually not the fandom of the thugs. It's probably the thugs, like, you know, like, coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, returning after you told them to leave.
No, every thug I dated ended up in jail, so I never had to move.
Oh, you didn't have to move.
They're not coming back.
They had to move.
They moved.
You know, as interesting as the things that they would talk about, I was also baffled by how much mayonnaise was on that table.
You know,
right? Like, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like,
this had to be at one of Shaq's restaurants, right? Is that what's going on
here? Don't be trying to put that on Shaq now.
The same dude who hangs out with the general goes in a Oldsmobile, has Gold Bomb powder, Krispy Kreme, and the big chicken. Yeah, he would.
That's 100%.
No, he for don't sure. own the mayonnaise, people, honey.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.